Podcasting in a writing class? Considering the possibilities. Episode 5, Podcast Assignments 3, Genre Assignments. Welcome to Podcasting in a Writing Class, Considering the Possibilities, a multimodal project exploring podcasting as part of a writing class. You are listening to Episode 5, Podcast Assignments 3, Genre Assignments. This is a 6-episode podcast series with an interconnected web text published in Kairos, a journal of rhetoric, technology, and pedagogy. A full transcript of each episode is available on the website. I am Dr. Jennifer L. Bowie, your host for this series and a senior usability research analyst for the Home Depot website. I am also a podcaster with a variety of podcasts, including Screen Space, a podcast about creating usable, accessible, effective, and efficient web, blog, and digital media design for the everyday and non-expert designer. Genre is an interesting topic in the study of digital media, especially as many media, old and new, remediate other media. In this episode, I'll first present some genres that have successfully been carried over from other media to podcast form. I then present 2 genre podcast assignments. Without further ado, let us begin Episode 5, Podcast Assignments 3, Genre Assignments. Genres transferred to podcasts. Outside the classroom, podcasts have been successful in several genres, many of which can be easily brought into the writing classroom. Education and information. Grammar Girl's podcast is a great example of this. Mignon Fogarty, Grammar Girl, has been quite successful with her podcast, starting the whole Quick and Dirty Tips podcast network. Her grammar podcast has ranked as high as number 2 on iTunes. Due to her success, she has now written 2 Grammar Girl books. Get It Done Guy, another podcaster in her network, also has a successful print book as a result of the success of his podcast on the network. Written Word. Written word podcasts, like fiction books and short stories, have also proven popular. Scott Sigler, a science fiction horror author, was the first to podcast a book and then used the audience and hype to get publishing contracts with print publishers. He is now a New York Times best-selling author and continues to publish in both print and podcast form. Another example is Escape Pod, a science fiction short story weekly podcast magazine, which now has one of the largest science fiction magazine audiences. While science fiction may not fit many of our writing classes per se, this does show that writing can be successfully podcast, and this may be useful especially for texts like the fables and the narrative and the traditional progemus mata. Instructions, how-tos, and tutorials. Podcasts that teach the audience how to do something while listening or viewing the podcast continue to be popular. Often these work better as video podcasts, so people can learn by watching. But audio can work well in some situations, such as learning a foreign language. One podcast I often recommend my students is a podcast on how to podcast. This podcast is called Making of a Podcast and is episode 70 in the Virgin Worlds podcast, a podcast series normally about gaming. I have linked to this in the transcript and the website. As long as the material can be understood orally or both visually and orally for video podcasts, podcasts can make good tutorials, how-tos, and instructions. Interviews. Walsh and Lafferty on page 63 state that, quote, "The interview cast can be one of the most interesting podcasts out there," end quote. The 5 interview cast examples Walsh and Lafferty discuss include interviews with podcasters, famous people, the audience, and everyday people. Seal Press was doing a series of interview podcasts with their authors, creating interest in the books while taking the books further. Issues. There are many popular podcasts on various issues and topics like politics, sports, news, religion, and GBLT issues. While each of these could be its own genre, and authors like Walsh and Lafferty list these as separate genres, they are similar enough in practice and as they could relate to our writing classes, so I've grouped them together in this larger category. These podcasts often combine opinion with facts and argument, much like many of the arguments we have our students write. Slate Magazine, for example, has several associated podcasts, including ones that cover politics, sports, and culture. Speeches and oral presentations. Arguably, most audio podcasts are oral presentations, and some podcasts are actually speeches. There are podcasts of many speeches and presentations that were recorded and later turned into podcast form. These include TED Talks, President Kennedy's speeches, and African American oratory. While not developed only for podcast form, these podcast speeches can be useful in the classroom as examples. Many of the previous mentioned issue podcasts are original speeches and oral presentations in the material also, so you could throw them into this category if you wanted to. Tech. Since podcasters obviously have some technological literacy, and podcast listeners, especially in the early days, had some technological literacy, many successful podcasts have been done on technology. In fact, Walsh and Lafferty state on page 90 that tech podcasts are one of the most popular genres. These include technology-specific tutorials, help, and news. Social media is one area that has received a lot of podcast attention lately. These podcasts may be helpful sources for classes that cover social media, as they can provide timely information from experts in an area that is quickly evolving. I'll link to a few social media podcasts I listen to on the resource page with the recommended podcasts. These genres are both a good starting place for exploration of externally produced podcasts and possibilities for student-produced podcasts. Now, let's discuss two possible student-produced podcast genre assignments. New approaches to old genres. Students often rethink the classic rhetorical canon and writing concerns when podcasting, so why not have them rethink those old genres too? What would a podcast research paper look like or sound like? How would a podcast user manual work? Podcast instructions? How effective would podcast progress reports be? Podcast memos? Podcast executive summaries? By allowing or requiring students to turn these genres into podcasts, students will not only have to understand the genre, but a new media and how the two could and should work together. This is another assignment that I have not yet had a chance to explore much, although some of my graduate students have taken on the challenge with their projects. As mentioned in episode 4, one graduate student has done a podcast book review, which was very interesting. Many of my graduate students have begun playing with what a seminar paper would look like or sound like in podcast form, and several have attempted this new approach to a well-established print-based genre. We've had many class discussions about what differences may be necessary or desired. For instance, how does one cite work in a podcast? Saying parenthetical references is awkward and listening to them is not fun. So we've discussed how to present this information in mouth and ear-friendly ways, drawing heavily from my own work podcasting and also their experiences. I share the techniques I developed in my podcast, which tend to work well. For example, I advise simply writing and speaking everything out in clear sentence form, saying, according to Smith on page 60, quote, podcast rock, end quote, is more effective in audio form than, quote, podcast rock, open parentheses, Smith, 60, close parentheses, period, end quote. See, pretty awkward. Podcasts have already done some of this work for the students. Podcasts have already taken several print, TV, and radio genres and developed them in the podcast medium. Podcasters have taken sports shows from TV and radio, advice columns from newspapers, instructions from print, opinion pieces from print newspapers, even definitions of words from dictionaries. Any of these could be good examples to study for the assignment. In addition, students could study other media transitions, especially print to radio and TV, to see how things evolved. Early movies, with their book opening beginnings, can be compared to modern movies that do not need to situate the story in a book, literally. The early web newspapers and the evolution of print newspapers over time could also provide some insight, despite the fact that both are more typographic-based media. Students could also analyze different techniques the AP Style Manual suggests for print and broadcast journalism. These techniques include everything from different structures of information to different ways to write out numbers, if writing a print story or a broadcast story. Rethinking established genres can certainly lead to interesting discussions, issues, and rhetorical choices, and possibly deepen one's understanding of the established genre and the new media they are trying for the genre. Exploring the podcast as a genre. Another assignment that may be fitting for advanced undergraduates and graduates is a project where they analyze podcasts as a genre. Much like Carolyn R. Miller and Don Shepard's text, Analyzing the Genre of a Weblog, students could investigate the Kairos audience, podcasters' motivations, features, and elements, and the rhetorical work of the podcasts. This could be done in general, podcasts as a whole, or students could examine particular types of podcasts, such as written word podcasts or couplecasts, and then explore whether the podcasts have subgenres or even several genres. Ken Hyland, in studying EFL-ESL students, argues on page 66 that, quote, teachers have to familiarize students with the rhetorical structures which are an important part of the meaning of texts, end quote. He suggests a detailed genre analysis can be helpful, especially something he calls a, quote, categories analysis, end quote, that illuminate the structure. While Hyland does the analysis of an argumentative essay in his article, it seems to better fit many of our constructivist and student-centered pedagogies to have the students analyze the genre or genres of podcasts. In addition, such work could respond to David Russell's article, Rethinking Genre in School and Society, and help students analyze how podcasts work within and among diverse communities, and prompt students to uncover the depth and breadth of a genre, from structure to social practices, related activity systems, identity of the agents, construction of the activity, tools used, production, audiences, and the content. This, too, would respond to Stephen Witt's article on writing, in which he focuses on the textual, cognitive, and social, and possibly leading students to a better understanding of text, writing in various forms, and genre. This also is not a project I've tried in my own classes, but one I plan to incorporate into future classes. This project could closely relate to the new genres assignment I just discussed. Students could first investigate podcasts as a possible genre, and then develop a new approach in podcast form to an established non-podcast genre. While I have not taught either of these genre-specific assignments, I found that incorporating podcasts can help students towards a greater understanding of genre. In my fall 2010 class, students rated podcasting as a 4.2 of 5 as contributing to their understanding and application of genre. Of the various podcast components, the work where students created podcast tended to get higher scores towards understanding of genre than those where they listened to podcasts. Students did, however, find the lectures, discussions, and guest speaker helpful, giving this category a 4.1 of 5. The highest project was the Capstone Project, which received a 4.3 of 5. This is not surprising, as students had to have a firm grasp on the genre of their project to be successful, and they also spent more time on this project than any other class project. Students also found the Week in Review contributed to their understanding, giving it the second highest project score, a 4 of 5. Since they were developing their own genre for the project, it is logical that it would contribute to their understanding of genre. Interestingly, it appears that the Capstone and Week in Review projects also contributed to other key writing and rhetorical skills. Students rated these two projects as contributing an average of 4.5 of 5 to their understanding and application of audience, purpose, context, ethos, pathos, logos, and tone. This suggests that projects that lead to improvements in the understanding of genre may also lead to improvements in the understanding of these 7 skills. Since these writing and rhetorical techniques are often a part of the study of genre, the possibility is both interesting and logical. However, my findings are in no way conclusive. Further study is needed to explore this potential relationship more fully. These assignments are just the beginning of assignments that we can develop to incorporate student-produced podcasts into our writing classrooms. There is no reason that students could not podcast anything that they can write for our classes, and we will likely develop additional assignments and genres for this media. And this concludes episode 5, podcast assignments 3, genre assignments. Thanks for listening. Do check out episodes 3 and 4 to learn more about podcast assignments. In 3, I present guidelines for incorporating podcasts and introduce 3 response assignments. In 4, I discuss media and message assignments. These are all, of course, part of the multimodal text, podcasting in a writing class? Considering the possibilities. This multimodal text was published in Kairos, a journal of rhetoric, technology, and pedagogy. Please check out the full web text on Kairos. Full reference information, transcript, and links are available in the web text and also in the lyrics field of the MP3 files. The music used in this podcast is 6 off Ghosts 1 by Nine Inch Nails, which is available under an attribution non-commercial share-alike Creative Commons license. This text is licensed under a Creative Commons attribution non-commercial share-alike 3.0 United States license. Please give me, Jennifer L. Bowie, and Kairos credit, don't make any money off of this, and share any derivative works. Thanks for listening.